Hey, you're early. Oh, it's no bother at all. I was just cleaning up a bit. Come on in. So, did you manage to get through your half of the papers already? It's been such a drag. I only finished like two of them. I may have slightly underestimated how long it takes to read a paper. How about we work through them together instead? The project is going to take longer that way, but it does mean we get to spend more time together, so it's not all bad. All right, deal. I guess we should talk about that whole hypnosis thing we did last time, too. Actually, I was kind of hoping you'd let me hypnotize you again before we get started on the group work. I know I didn't exactly ask permission yesterday, but you've got to admit, it was kind of fun, right? Oh, come on. Being hypnotized has all kinds of benefits, you know. Not only does it work absolute wonders at relieving stress, but it will also help you sleep better at night and, more importantly, increase your focus and concentration. And all that for the low, low price of your free will. Dude, I'm just messing with you. Hypnosis isn't mind control. I know I told you that you were under my spell, that you would obey all of my orders and all that jazz, but I was only fooling around. That's just movie stuff. It isn't real. Look at me. Eyes on mine. Do you really think that you would do anything I told you to? Just because I said you would? Well, you wouldn't. Hypnosis doesn't work like that. No matter how much you might want it to. Right? Oh, really? Then why are you getting all flustered right now? Maybe it's just because I'm this close. Huh? Imagine that I could make you do anything I wanted you to. You would be completely at my mercy. But I would never do anything to hurt you. You would be safe. And obey any commands I gave you. It's a fun fantasy, isn't it? But that's all there is to it. That's all it is. A fantasy. Fiction. Hypnosis can't make you do anything you don't want to do. It's more like, imagine that your mind is a car, one where you're always behind the wheel. Then being hypnotized is like getting in the passenger seat for change and letting someone else take control for a while. And of course, you don't let anyone drive your car. Only the people you trust. But there's nothing wrong or dangerous about it. And no matter what happens or where the journey takes you, at the end, you get behind the wheel yourself again. Yeah, it's a pretty good analogy, if I do say so myself. So, how about it? Will you let me hypnotize you again? It would mean a lot to me. I don't get to practice very often, and you're a wonderful subject. Please? Thank you. I really appreciate it. All right, so go ahead and have a seat on the couch. Are you comfortable? Good. Then lean back, relax, and close your eyes. I'm going to be leading you through a guided visualization. And it would be great if you can see the things I'm talking about, but it's perfectly fine if you don't. Then you can just think about them instead. Think about what it would be like, or you can just let your thoughts drift and let my words wash over you, and simply enjoy the sound of my voice. That's perfectly fine, too. All I need you to do is listen to my voice and follow my instructions. I want you to start by taking a deep breath for me. In and out. Good. This is going to feel really nice. You'll see. So just relax and breathe. In and out. Perfect. I want you to imagine that we are on a road trip together, you and I. We're driving through the night, and you've been behind the wheel the entire time. You are tired and exhausted, and it feels like you've been behind the wheel your entire life. And so, I'm taking over now. I'm driving while you sit back in the passenger seat and relax. The seat is soft and comfortable, and I've put on some relaxing music. You are calm and perfectly at ease. It's snowing outside, and you're looking out the windshield. You aren't watching the road. There's no need to. You know that you can trust me, that I will take you where you need to go. You look at the snowflakes as they're falling from the night's sky, lighting up in the headlights, drifting down and then whirling past as you leave them behind. And I want you to imagine that your thoughts are a bit like the snowflakes, too, drifting by and floating away. You don't need to pay them any mind. Not really. You can just relax and enjoy the moment. Simply melt into your seat and watch the snowflakes dancing around and around, falling and flowing and drifting by. But once in a while, you can see a snowflake stick to the windshield and then start melting away until the windshield wiper washes the snowflake away, Whoosh. 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 Just like my words wash away any melty thoughts that are sticking to your mind. Whoosh. 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 Leaving everything nice and blank and clean. As you idly gaze up into the night sky, watching the snow falling down all around, and as you're watching the snow come falling down, I want you to notice how it almost feels like you are looking up into the sky, drifting up and away, as your body keeps sinking down, sinking down, down, down. As you fall up into the sky, falling up and sinking down, losing all sense of direction and feeling great. You don't know which way is up or down anymore, and you don't need to. The truth is that it doesn't matter, because it's all down. It's all deeper. And you only need to go deeper. So let me guide you deeper. Listen to my voice and let yourself sink, feeling so perfectly calm and relaxed as you let yourself melt into my voice. As you let it all go, let everything melt away. The snow, the car, all of it. Let it all go. Let everything go. Just focus on my voice. And let me guide you deeper and deeper as you keep drifting and floating deeper and deeper down without a care in the world. You are free. Free of your thoughts, of your mind, of everything. You can finally, truly relax. Let go. And let me take care of you. It feels so good, so natural, so right to follow and do as I say. It is wonderful to simply listen and obey. Listen and sleep. Welcome back. Wake up. All the way awake now. You're adorable when you're coming out of the trance. You know that? I love that little moment where you're still all hazy and loopy before you figure out where you are. It's a nice feeling, isn't it? Trance? I know. It's great from the other side, too. Well, we should probably get working on those papers if we don't want to make it too late again. What? Oh, it's perfectly normal that you don't remember all that much. You probably just fell asleep. I never remember anything from when I sleep either. Anyway, don't worry about it. All right? Great. Then let's get reading.